Okay, someone is definitely thinking about Mallorca.
Yeah, I see that.
We've got a whole stack of info here on LaLuxure, articles, blog posts, even some of their internal marketing materials.
Wow.
So, are you planning a trip, or are you maybe thinking about getting into the whole luxury travel business yourself?
Whoa.
Either way, let's take a deep dive into this company and see what they're all about.
Yeah, the first thing that jumps out at me is how they describe themselves.
Okay.
They call themselves a luxury concierge service, not just a travel agency,
Oh, interesting. Okay.
which kind of sets a different tone right away.
Yeah, concierge definitely makes it sound much more personalized.
Right.
But they're based in Majorca.
Right.
So is this just like for people who want the VIP treatment on a beach vacation?
Well, that's where things get interesting because Mallorca is their home base, but they're really focused on these deeper travel experiences. Like they want to connect you with the soul of the island,
I like that.
not just the typical tourist spots.
So less party on the beach, more like discover the hidden heart of Mallorca.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm seeing that phrase, tourism of experiences, pop up a lot in their material.
Oh, yeah.
What is that all about?
Well, it's basically like a pushback against that superficial kind of tourism.
Okay.
They even define it in one of their blog posts.
Okay.
It's about engaging with the why of a place, not just the what.
I see.
So instead of just like seeing a beautiful cathedral, you might learn about its history from a local architect
Wow.
or attend a private choral performance there.
Oh, that is so much better than just getting a selfie in front of it.
Exactly.
Okay, but how do they actually do that? Is this like super exclusive only for the ultra rich?
Well, that's where the concierge aspect comes in.
Okay.
Everything is personalized,
Okay.
but it goes way beyond just booking you a fancy hotel. There's a case study in one of their internal documents about a client who's really into art, but only had a couple of days on the island. So LaLuxure set them up with private gallery tours and even a dinner hosted by a famous local artist.
Now that's impressive.
Right.
But you know, when I hear luxury travel, honestly, sustainability is not the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah, I get that.
So is this just greenwashing or is there more to it?
I was wondering the same thing, but they seem to really be committed to it.
Are
They've
they?
got a whole blog post about sustainable hospitality in Mallorca,
Oh, wow.
and they're not just using buzzwords.
Okay.
They work with local businesses that are eco-conscious, and they really advocate for responsible tourism.
So it's not just about pampering the client, it's also about respecting the island.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of their philosophy.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Definitely.
And this emphasis on human connection, that seems to be a big part of their approach too.
It is.
But it's not just for the tourists, is it?
No, they also offer business consulting and training programs
Right.
specifically for the hospitality
Oh,
industry.
wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to help raise the bar for the whole island.
Not just their own business. So
Exactly.
they're not just creating these great experiences for travelers,
Yeah.
but they're also sharing their expertise and making the whole island a better place to visit.
That's a great way to put it.
I noticed something else that I thought was really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
They have a service called LGBTQ Plus by LaLuxure.
Yes.
And it's not just a rainbow sticker on their website. They're actually putting together personalized experiences specifically for the LGBTQ plus community.
That's pretty unique.
Yeah, you don't see that every day in the luxury travel world.
Definitely not.
So they're high-end, but they're also inclusive. I like that.
Me too.
This is really making me rethink my whole idea of what a company like this can be.
I know, right?
There are even more details that I found intriguing.
Like what?
They're members of L'Eclep's D'Or, which is like the elite international association of hotel concierges.
Right.
It means they're really serious about maintaining the highest standards of service.
That's a big deal.
L'Eclep D'Or,
Yeah.
fancy.
Yeah.
But does that actually translate into a better experience for the average traveler?
Well, think about it this way.
Yeah.
They have access to a network of knowledge and connections that most people wouldn't even know existed.
Okay.
Like they know about hidden restaurants, private beaches.
Wow.
They can probably make anything happen.
Now that's starting to sound pretty tempting,
Right.
even for a non-luxury traveler like myself.
I know.
But with all this talk about curated experiences, does it ever feel manufactured?
That's a good question.
Like almost too perfect.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too.
I mean, is there any room for spontaneity?
You know, I was thinking the same thing, and then I found this quote in their Art of Service Excellence document that really resonated with me.
Okay, let's hear it.
It says, "True excellence lies in the human connection the ability to anticipate, adapt, and deliver moments that resonate deeply with guests.
I like that a lot. So it's not just about following some pre-planned script.
Right.
It's about that genuine human interaction.
Yeah.
And being able to adapt to the individual.
Exactly.
That's where I think their philosophy really shines.
I agree.
It's this blend of luxury and personalization.
Yeah.
But with a real commitment to sustainability.
Uh-huh.
And making a positive impact on Mallorca.
That's what makes them so special.
This is already so much more than I expected.
It is fascinating.
It's like they're trying to redefine what luxury travel can be.
Mm-hmm.
It's honestly making me rethink my whole approach to planning my next trip.
Yeah, me too. It's not just about these big gestures and exclusive access either. They're really focused on all the little details.
Oh, okay.
The things that most people wouldn't even think about.
Okay, I love details.
Yeah.
Give me an example. What are they doing that's so different?
Well, remember we were talking about Les Clefs d'Or?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not just a fancy title. Okay. It means they have this incredible network of connections.
Right.
Like nobody else.
Okay, so it's like having a super connected friend on the island.
Yeah.
Who can get you into places that would normally be totally off limits.
Exactly.
Ooh, I like that.
They know Mallorca inside and out.
Uh-huh.
From the best hidden beaches to these tiny little family-run wineries that most tourists never even hear about.
That makes sense with their whole thing about crafting stories and not just itineraries.
Right. Yeah. And they even have their own shop.
Oh, really?
Called The Shop by La Luxure.
Okay.
Where they sell all these really carefully curated products.
Okay.
Like artisanal goods, locally made things that really represent the island.
So you can take a piece of the luxury experience back home with you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
really? Yeah.
It's like an extension of their whole personalized approach.
Yeah.
And it all ties back to their focus on creating these really immersive experiences.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading one of their blog posts recently where they were talking about the power of scent.
Scent?
Yeah. I think it was called The Scent of Clouds or something like that.
Scent, okay, like perfume.
Yeah, kind of, but it's more about how certain smells can bring back memories and emotions that are tied to a specific place.
Okay.
So they were saying that by incorporating scents into their experiences, it can make your connection with Mallorca even stronger.
Wow. I never thought about it like that.
Right. It's like they're engaging all of your senses.
Not just what you see.
Exactly.
So cool.
They're creating this whole multi-sensory journey for you.
I love that.
Think about it. The smell of orange blossoms in the air.
Mm-hmm.
The taste of fresh seafood.
Yeah.
The feel of the warm Mediterranean breeze on your skin.
Okay, now I need to rethink my packing list for my next trip.
Yeah.
Maybe I should ditch some clothes and make room for some essential oils.
Ha ha. I love it.
Yeah.
But seriously, it shows how committed they are to creating this holistic experience.
And it all goes back to that human connection they keep talking about. Anticipating your needs, being adaptable. Building those relationships.
Remember that example from their Art of Service Excellence document?
Yeah. Yeah. The client who was obsessed with art, but only had a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
They put together that amazing itinerary with the private gallery tours and the dinner with the artist.
Yeah. It's incredible.
That's serious dedication.
It shows they're not just talking about personalized service.
Right.
They're actually doing it.
And this philosophy seems to go beyond just their clients too.
Correct.
They use that same approach to help other businesses grow.
Yeah, their business consulting services.
Mm-hmm.
They're all about sharing their knowledge and expertise with other companies in the hospitality industry.
It's like they're saying, we want everyone who comes to Mallorca to have an amazing time.
Right.
So let's work together to make that happen.
Exactly.
I love that.
It's a really collaborative approach.
And it's not just about attracting more tourists.
No.
They're investing in the people who work in the industry too.
You mean with the training programs they offer?
Right.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's like they're raising the bar for the whole island.
Not just their own company.
It's a smart strategy.
Yeah.
The better the overall quality of service,
mm-hmm.
the more likely people are to have a good experience and tell their friends.
Absolutely.
And then you get this positive feedback loop.
Right.
Happy tourists, thriving businesses, a sustainable ecosystem for tourism.
And at the heart of it all is a La Luxure.
Yeah.
Bringing it all together with their unique approach to luxury, personalization, and genuine human connection.
It's really inspiring to see a company so dedicated to making a positive impact.
I agree.
Not just for their clients, but for the island itself.
It really is.
It makes you wonder if they could do it in Mallorca.
Yeah.
Could this kind of mindful, experience-driven approach to luxury travel work in other places too?
That's a great question.
What if we started seeing more businesses that weren't just focused on profits, but also on sustainability, community engagement, and creating real value for their customers.
It would be amazing.
It would totally change the travel industry.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where every trip felt as thoughtfully planned and personally meaningful as a LaLuxure experience.
I know. It's a beautiful thought.
Maybe LaLuxure is just the beginning.
I hope so.
Maybe they're showing us what's possible when you combine luxury with a sense of purpose and passion.
Maybe they're inspiring a new generation of travelers and hospitality professionals to rethink what luxury really means.
This is definitely something to think about.
It is.
But before we get too carried away with the big picture, I want to go back to something we mentioned earlier.
Oh, what's that?
Their LGBTQ plus focused services.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really curious to learn more about what that looks like in practice.
Yeah, me too.
It's one thing to say you're inclusive,
right?
But it's another thing to actually create services that meet the specific needs and interests of that community.
I'm glad you brought that up. It's definitely worth digging into a little deeper. It is easy to just say that you're inclusive.
Right.
What are they actually doing to make sure LGBTQ plus travelers feel welcome and comfortable?
Exactly. I'm picturing like maybe partnerships with LGBTQ plus owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Or itineraries that focus on, like, queer history and culture in Mallorca.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
Yeah.
It seems like, from what I've seen, it's more about personalized recommendations.
Okay.
And discreet support.
So making sure they have a good experience.
Right.
Without having to worry about running into any, you know, unpleasant surprises.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They probably have a network of trusted partners who are known for being LGBTQ plus friendly.
Right.
And they can recommend places and events that would be specifically interesting to that community.
It's like having a friend on the island who knows all the best spots and can give you the inside scoop.
Exactly.
On where to stay, eat, explore,
mm-hmm.
while also making sure that you feel comfortable and safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And it's important to point out that this isn't about tokenism or just marketing to a niche group.
Yeah.
It's about making a genuinely welcoming space for everybody.
So it's not about catering to one specific group.
Right.
It's about making everyone feel celebrated no matter who they are.
Exactly.
I love that.
It really fits with their overall philosophy of creating those meaningful and personalized experiences.
Speaking of which, I've been meaning to ask you about their blog.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking through some of their posts and they really seem to get into the details of their approach to travel.
Yeah, their blog is amazing.
Like that post you mentioned about tourism of experiences.
Oh, yeah.
They really break down what it means to connect with a place on a deeper level.
They do a great job of explaining it.
Yeah, it's not just about checking things off a list.
Right.
It's about really experiencing the culture.
Yeah.
The history, the people.
And they give great examples, too.
Yeah, like what?
Like learning traditional crafts from local artisans.
Oh, cool.
Or taking a cooking class from a family that's been using the same recipes for generations.
That sounds amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about slowing down and really savoring every moment, creating memories that go beyond just taking pictures.
And they don't shy away from the hard stuff either. They have a whole series of posts about sustainability.
Yeah.
Which is obviously super important to them.
It is.
They talk a lot about partnering with local suppliers, reducing waste, and promoting responsible tourism.
They're really putting their money where their mouth is when it comes to sustainability.
Which is so important, especially in a place like Mallorca.
I agree.
Where tourism is such a huge part of the economy.
Yeah.
It's all about finding that balance between economic growth and preserving the island.
And I think they get.
Yeah.
Sustainability isn't just about the environment. It's about social responsibility, too.
Making sure that the tourism benefits the locals. It's about creating a positive impact that spreads out.
And that's what I think is so fascinating about LaLuxure.
Yeah.
They're not just selling a product.
Right.
They're sharing a whole philosophy, a way of seeing the world.
Yeah.
That's both luxurious and responsible.
It's personalized and sustainable.
They figure out how to do both.
Yeah, they found that sweet spot.
Between luxury and purpose.
Exactly.
Okay.
So for our listeners who have been taking notes this whole time, what's the takeaway?
Well, if you're looking for an unforgettable trip, one that's really designed for you and what you care about, LaLuxure is worth checking out.
They're not just planning vacations, they're creating stories.
And even if you're not planning a trip to Mallorca anytime soon.
Right.
I think there's a bigger lesson here.
Yeah, what's that?
What if we all started traveling more mindfully?
What if we focus on experiences that were not just fun,
yeah,
but also meaningful
uh-huh.
and helped us grow?
What if we all tried to leave a positive impact on the places we visit?
And the people we meet along the way.
That's something to think about, isn't it?
Definitely. LeLuxure might be a luxury travel company.
Mm-hmm.
But their ideas go way beyond expensive vacations.
They're showing us a better way to experience the world.
And that's something we can all do, no matter where we go or how much we spend.
Well said.
So to all our listeners, as you plan your next trip, remember what we've learned from LeLuxure.
Embrace that idea of personalization.
Yeah.
Make sustainability a priority.
And look for those human connections.
The ones that really make travel special.
And who knows, maybe you'll discover your own hidden gem.
Your own story waiting to unfold.
On that note, we'll let you go and explore.
Happy travels, everyone.
Until next time.